Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
It's my pleasure to announce the 2020 winner of the Hart Trophy to Leon Draisaitl.
Leon Draisaitl hammers it home. Nugent Hopkins and Yamamoto with the helpers.
Dylan Holloway, University of Wisconsin.
We have a star in the making right now for the Edmonton Oilers.
Now we've got a wild scrum with fights breaking out all over the place.
Jason's looking like he's picking the right time to get hot here.
This is Ryan Nugent Hopkins from your Edmonton Oilers.
We're a really good team, and you know, we know that, and just trying to go out there and show that every game.
I'm James Neal. Start on this.
Jujar Kara from your Edmonton Oilers.
This is the battle of Alberta we've been waiting for 3 decades. Center pass, Archibald Reach, and score!
Mike Smith, Leon Draisaitl.
This is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer.
Unbelievable.
Brought to you by Digitex. Service for all brands of print equipment in your office.
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca.
What a stop made by Mikko Koskinen.
Now, Bob Stauffer on the official station of your Edmonton Oilers. 630 CHED.
As we open up Oilers Now for Digitex, buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store, Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. Working out a little home office back in the 630 CHED studios, Brendan Escott. Brendan, you are taking me back to the summer of 1983 with that song, by the way. That was huge as I was going into grade 12 at Harry Ainley Composite High School. That album was mammoth back in the day for David Bowie. So any particular reason why you decided as the DJ today to open with that baby?
Sometimes you just have to dip into the bag of tricks, Bob, with no particular reason.
You have a bag of trips?
Yeah, I've got a bag of tricks.
I did not know you had a bag of tricks. I would tell you that I've certainly, it's been suggested over the year, am completely devoid of having any special bag of tricks, that I can tell you. Coming up on today's edition of Oilers Now. Well, apparently it did not go well yesterday involving the NHLPA conference call. We're going to hit a bit on that fairly early in the show for our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, home of the $99 pre-scheduled furnace maintenance. A piece written by Elliot Friedman, who will be joining us on tomorrow's edition of Oilers Now. Elliot wrote it this morning. Many of you would have seen it. Players feeling angry, betrayed by NHL's CBA amendment proposals. And Elliot goes on to discuss the fact that the players agreed to a memorandum of understanding, the new ratified CBA in July, agreements on deferred money for 2021, escrow caps during the upcoming seasons, 20% escrow, a holdback of the checks for 2021, 14 to 18%. Although everybody assumes it's going to be 18% for 21-22 and then 10% for 22-23 and 6% the remaining three seasons. And a one-year extension will be tacked on at the end of the CBA if the players owe the league between $125 to $250 million for 24-25, but that cap for escrow would be at about 9%. According to multiple sources, the league submitted two proposals. This again from Elliot Friedman, who will join us on tomorrow's show. The first asked changes solely for the upcoming season. Deferred compensation went to 20%. escrow to 25. There were no other alterations. So the original deferral was at 10. Now they're saying the deferral will be at 20, and the escrow instead of 20 will be 25 for the upcoming season. And then the second ask was for a deferred compensation to be raised to 26% for next season. Escrow was not touched until years 4 through 6 of the CBA. So what's happened here is the league has looked at the financial situation that many of you are, you know, like, they're aware. I mean, everybody's hurting out there, which is why everyone has to have a collaborative approach to things. I mean, you could be a former political party in power in this province, and maybe your leader, who's very bright, wanted everybody to work together and maybe was a little bit more centrist than some of the people in her party even wanted her to be. But she knew she had to work with everybody. And now we're in a pandemic, and this is a time where everybody needs to work with everybody, including the official opposition, as well as the leader of the province. That's on a provincial level. We have to work together to get through this. There are lots of you out there, specifically in the private sector, that have had the snot kicked out of you in terms of many of you have lost your jobs. Others of you have seen significant rollbacks. I'm not talking 4 or 5% here. I'm talking, you know, 25 to 33%. And some of you own small businesses and you're doing everything possible to keep those small businesses alive. Most people out there get it. They get how bad it is. And I hate to say this, but I don't know if there's a lot of empathy out there in the hockey circles as they attempt to negotiate a return to play for 2021 for either ownership or for the players. And I mean that in all sincerity. I think people are just sitting there saying this is billionaires against billionaires. Blank can figure it out and get it done and realize, hey, we're not going to have funds. So when our fans. So when we originally saw the memorandum of understanding put in place, I think it was under the contention and the belief from ownership at that time, well, we'll probably have fans at some stage during 2021. Given where we're at right now with COVID, including even our own cases here in Alberta and in Edmonton, that may be unrealistic. It's just the reality of the situation. So the system is going to have to bend a bit in order to accommodate a model that will work for both ownership and the players. And that is the reality of the situation. I will tell you that when you're privileged enough to be in a situation where you get to travel and be around NHL players and see the commitment those guys make on a day-to-day business and how disciplined they are. You know, maybe when you're 19, 20, 21, maybe when you're 13, 14, you might have been as good as some guys that ended up playing in the NHL. And you're thinking, woulda, coulda, shoulda, could have been me. There is so much progression that occurs in order for that 1 or 2% to continue to grow and develop as players and then to be the very best. Well, now you're having a whole other conversation. So I respect what the players bring. They are the league. But you know what? Without fans and without television, like the National Football League, hey, they got massive television revenue coming in. NBA, massive television revenue coming in. That's why they were easily able to put together a 72-game schedule that's going to start late in December and get her going. The NHL does not have the same caliber of TV deal. That's the reality of the situation. In spite of the fact, as we host a show called Oilers Now, in a market where the Oilers have an unbelievable fan base. Edmonton's got a strong brand when it comes to the hockey team, but the fan base has been awesome. The Edmonton Oilers last year had the third highest regional TV viewership in the National Hockey League, only behind Montreal and Toronto. That's it. Those are impressive numbers. Unfortunately, it doesn't always parlay itself in. So you have a scenario where the Canadian markets, Rogers' deal, from a national perspective, pays the NHL in excess of $400 million a year, closer to $450 million a year. Conversely, the current American broadcast deal, from a national perspective, only pays the NHL $200 million. And as a result, most of the organizations are at least, at minimum, 55 to 65% of the revenue that they have in comes in as a result of the fans. So when you don't have fans, there's not as much money there to pay out. And when you have a 50-50 partnership with the CBA, the way it's structured right now, there's going to have to be some movement and some bending taking place And again, most of you listening right now are saying, Stauffer, get those owners and get those players to figure this out. Everybody's going to make less. Heck, you could have owners this year that are going to, it's probably a reality. There's going to be several ownership groups in the league that are going to lose money without there being fans. I think that's a given. In fact, it might be all 31 teams, but they got to get the product on the ice. So this is going to be an ongoing story. We're going to continue to monitor it on a daily basis here in Oilers Now. And it is our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, home of the $99 pre-scheduled furnace maintenance. Speaking of the very topic of things like escrow and deferral, yesterday we had Hart Levine on. He is from Puckpedia. Hart has a strong analytical background and deals in numbers every day. And he had this to say when he was explaining salary deferral and the flat cap.
Basically, the players and the owners share in the revenue 50-50. So, and that's not changing. So it's always 50-50 sharing the revenue. And all these different things is basically just how to sort of hold the money for a while until that 50-50 can be worked out. So the escrow, the money goes aside. And when we finally find out what the actual revenues were and what the actual players' salaries were, that escrow can sometimes some of it be returned to the players and sometimes not. It seems quite unlikely in this year that any of that escrow is going to be returned, because I think the revenues are going to be well below what, obviously, what they're expecting, and with the salary cap higher, kind of artificially higher, I think that 20% is basically gone this year for the players. The deferral kind of accomplishes the same thing, except that the players are taking part of their salary and they're not giving it up, but they're going to get it paid starting in 3 years, over 3 years. So, you know, I think though, compared to the other alternative, which would be if we have a shortened season prorating their salaries, I think a deferral is pretty good. I mean, I think a lot of the listeners out there, if they've had rollbacks or wage rollbacks at their work this year, they would sure love to kind of get that money paid back to them in the future as opposed to it being gone forever. So the deferral is definitely better for the players than prorating, meaning they would lose it forever. The interesting part, though, about a deferral is that when it gets paid out down the road, it's going to count towards the player's share. So really, it's, you know, again, it's always going to be, the players are always going to get 50-50. It's just about kind of loaning some money to the owners for a bit, and over time, now it's going to take even longer for it to eventually work out to 50-50. But we're going to see the salary cap basically stuck now at 81.5 or barely moving, I think, for many, many years.
All right, that is Hart Levine yesterday from Puckpedia. And again, it's my belief that there's several owners in the league that are just saying, maybe we don't play this year. I mean, how much am I supposed to lose? You know, Edmonton is a market where the Oilers, again, since revenue sharing was kicked in the National Hockey League after the 04-05 lockout, is my belief that in only 1 year were the Oilers an organization that didn't at least contribute something. Usually the top 10 or 11 teams contribute to revenue sharing. And the 2015-16 season, the last year at Rexall Place, the Canadian dollar, and again, everything gets formulated in American dollars, but the Canadian dollar really took a you-know-what kicking and dropped significantly during that year, and I believe that is the only time. So even this year, in a season that wasn't shortened due to a lockout, but shortened due to a pandemic, organizations like Arizona and Florida got money from their partners when many of their partners ended up having a scenario where, you know, they ended up suffering a loss because they didn't get the final 7 or 8 home games in. And, of course, the players get paid during the course of the regular season. So my guess is, and you can text us at 780-496-0063. Is it your expectation? You tell us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Is it your expectation that these, you know, find a way to get it done? Ultimately, that's what it's about. And I just have to reinforce, I know there's a lot of you out there that are really hurting and are financially challenged right now. And I could even see in this province a potential scenario, if things do not start improving from the pandemic perspective, where we may have a private versus public sector battle, specifically with public sector that is strongly entrenched with unions. And hey, unions are a necessary function of society. I don't think there's any debate about that. But there's, again, lots of people in private industry that have just been crushed. And so I could foresee a scenario where things are far less than amicable carrying forward. It's going to be really interesting to watch. Text us at 780-496-0063. Do you think we're going to play? I mean, it sounds like the players are upset. Are cooler heads going to, calmer heads going to prevail here? One more thing. If we don't play this season, players basically will not have been paid for about 18 months if we start up in 21-22. So I think we're going to play. But, again, that's my own personal impression. That was the Oilers Now audio vault for Direct Workwear, where safety meets savings in Edmonton, Fort McMurray, and online at directworkwear.com. Now, it is a Thursday, and all year long, Brian Burke is brought to you by Canadian Powerpack, Alberta's leader in electrical construction and service, electrical prefabrication, and solar. Brian is currently on holidays. He will be rejoining us next week. Louis DeBrusque will rejoin us in December. Louis DeBrusque's son, Jake, of the Boston Bruins are restricted free agents. Many of the top restricted free agents. You know, like, it's interesting. Lots of deals not done. I look at Boston, I'm going, what has Boston done this offseason? And Boston is a power. Jeremy Jacobs is amongst the most powerful owners in the National Hockey League. Gary Bettman has a 9 or 10 person ownership board. And one of the real hawks on that board, one of the real power mongers around the National Hockey League, is Jeremy Jacobs. And it is interesting watching how quiet of an offseason Boston has had. So we don't have Louis today. We don't have Brian Burke again for Canadian Power Pack. However, picking up the slack for us at 12:35 from the Oilers Radio Network, longtime NHLer Rob Brown will join us on today's edition of Oilers Now. We'll talk a bit about the ongoing negotiations between the NHL and the NHLPA, and then hit on sort of where the Oilers are at. Gene Principe will drop by from NHL Hockey and Rogers on Sportsnet at 105 today. We'll take a rip on Dave's Drive, ongoing situation for Sports Central, but also talk a bit about the Edmonton Oilers and an Edmonton sporting icon, George LaRocque, at 1:35 today. It is 12:22 in Edmonton. Bob Stauffer and Brendan Escott with you. Again, you can text us at any time on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Ashley Fine Floors, ready for your kids' pregame warm-up. And you can reach us on the River Cree Resort and Casino hotline at 780-496-0063. All slot machines, table games, and the poker room now open at the River Cree. You'll notice that the slot machines are separated by plexiglass, one of the many steps the River Cree has taken to follow all AHS guidelines. Be sure to try one of their dining options, including the brand new Italia, where you can enjoy 2-for-1 entrees at Italia on Wednesdays and Thursdays. The River Cree Resort and Casino, Alberta's premier resort destination. When we get back, Brendan Escott will have NHL Today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing. It is 12:22 in Edmonton, and you're listening to Oilers Now.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you. All right, very quickly, I want to bang out some texts here because we got some ones that are heated. Bob, this is all a bad look for the players and the owners. Very safe and protected from COVID by the league with special bubbles and methods. Privileges regular folks don't have. Peek out of your virtual bubble to see what real life is like. That text comes into us today from John. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Bob, bottom line is making ends meet on $70,000 gross family household income is the new reality. As fans, we have witnessed a progression of disgustingly inflated salaries among pro athletes. Perhaps altering their lavish lifestyles would make a good start. Going forward, many families won't even be able to afford the newest release of NHL jerseys, never mind going to a game in the future. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Another texter says, Bob, I'm at the point where I don't care if the season is played. The greed of owners and players have turned me off. I've been a loyal fan my whole life. And this one out of JR in Calgary. Hey, Bob, no love lost if the NHL doesn't play. If the players have to stand up for themselves, the owners cry foul, but the value of their franchises still keeps increasing by millions. As an owner, they can always sell a team if they don't like it. If I'm a player, I call their bluff. They have given enough. That one comes to us from JR in Calgary. All right, there you go. Well, Again, you can text us at any time, 780-496-0063 on the Ashley Fine Floors text line as we head down the path at 1225 to NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing, Edmonton owned and operated, your local branded merchandise specialist. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. And back in the 630 Chit Studios is Brandon Escott.
Well, Blue Jackets general manager Jarmo Kekäläinen is confident that restricted free agent centerman Pierre-Luc Dubois will sign before camp begins, likely next month. The 22-year-old had 49 points in 70 games last year and is up to 234 total games played since going third overall to Columbus in 2016. They do have $9.23 million in cap space, and Dubois is their last remaining restricted free agent. The captain of Team Germany at last year's World Juniors, Moritz Seider, has elected not to play in this year's tournament. Instead, he wants to focus on just completing his season in Sweden's top league. He is going to remain there all year, by the way. The 34th overall pick this year, John Jason Paterka, will join Team Germany, as will third overall selection for Ottawa, Tim Stützle. Other than that, we've heard that there was a positive case tested from the Canmore Eagles, Bob. So as far as the AJHL goes, both the Olds Grizzlies and Drumheller Dragons, as well as the Eagles, have had to make amendments to their schedule already after opening weekend.
All right, Greg Wyshynski from ESPN has just tweeted out what he's hearing the divisional alignment would be looking like if we had a return to play. Obviously, the Canadian division, given the border situation, would have the Oilers with Calgary, Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto, Vancouver, and Winnipeg. According to Wyshynski, the East would have Boston, Buffalo, Carolina, New Jersey, the Islanders, Rangers, Flyers, and Washington. That'd be a tough division for both Buffalo and New Jersey. Central division would be Chicago, Columbus, Detroit, Florida, Nashville, Pittsburgh, St. Louis, and Tampa. And according to Wyshynski, the West, Anaheim, Arizona, Colorado, Dallas, L.A., Minnesota, San Jose, and Vegas. Talk about rich man, poor man in that division. I mean, realistically, I think many of us, that's one of the things, if, as a result of the COVID situation, if we go to an all-Canadian division, it probably works against Edmonton, Calgary, and Vancouver. Because I think if you look at what is traditionally the Vegas or the Pacific division, we'd all have Vegas in the number one hole. I think Edmonton, Calgary, and Vancouver would be scrapping it out for 2, 3, and 4, with all due respect to clubs like Arizona and San Jose, Anaheim, and L.A. All right, so we can continue to go down that path on today's show. It's 1228 in Edmonton. Off to a global news weather traffic update with Randy Kilburn. And when we come back from the Oilers Radio Network, still top 10 on back-to-back days, we're going to have two guys that are top 10 in NHL history in shooting percentage. Rob Brown when we return on Oilers Now.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 Chad.